for some, the height of rudeness, paying more attention to your mobile than the person you're actually with. This is new research by YouGov, and it's revealed that a third of us are guilty of it. And now snubbing others by using your phone has been given this fabulous name. They're calling it fubbing, with a PH. But is using a mobile phone whilst in the company of someone else just part of modern life? Julie Howells is a communications professional with particular expertise in presentation skills for businesses, and she joins me. Hi, Julie.
Hi, good afternoon.
What do you make of fubbing?
I think it's absolutely dreadful, appalling. I mean, it's bad enough in a kind of social situation when a friend fubs you. What a brilliant word, fubs you.
Brilliant.
But in business, it's absolutely crazy, because in business, attention and time is at a premium. If you've got a client or a possible partner, somebody you might want to go into business with, in front of you, and you've got their attention, the last thing you want to do is drop them for another person on the phone. It's completely madness. I always have my phone turned off when I'm with somebody else. It's just polite, isn't it?
But can't it make a good impression? If you're trying to win business and you're trying to show how busy you are and how good you are, if your phone is constantly ringing, that makes you look brilliant, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. It absolutely does not have that effect. In fact, there's a different thinking around this now, that if you are a successful business person, you should never answer your own phone.
Mm-hmm.
What you should do is not even have voicemail, but have a virtual assistant to pay somebody else to answer your phone. That's how you give an impression that you're really successful and popular.
So like having a PA, almost?
Exactly. We call them VAs, virtual assistants.
Okay.
That's the way to go about it. Never, never answer your own phone.
What sort of impression or what effect does it have on the person who is being fubbed?
Well, it causes low self-esteem. You know, that may sound like a bit of an exaggeration, but you get that feeling, don't you, of suddenly, oh, I'm not important, that person doesn't value me. You can achieve that just by breaking eye contact. But if you break on eye contact and attention to look at or answer a phone, you're sending a very strong message to the other person that you don't value their time. And, you know, you might as well be saying to them, actually, I don't want to do business with you, or you're not the sort of customer I want. It sends out all the wrong messages. I have my phone completely on silence. There's nothing so important that it can't wait till I've finished. And therefore, the person I'm talking to gets my full attention and they feel valued. I leave it to my competitors to take their phone calls, because I know that drives people who appreciate getting attention to me rather than away from me.
What about if your phone does ring and you see that it's really important? Should you leave a business meeting to take a call?
Only if it's extremely important. I might look and, you know, if something came up, I mean, I actually wouldn't. Someone would have to interrupt me because I have my phone completely on silent and I don't look at it. And I would trust that if it's really, really urgent that someone would find another way to come and tap me on the shoulder. But no, I still say no. That person you're speaking to face has given up their time. And also, you know, time is money in business, to come in and spend it with you. So, you know, I honestly can't think of any exceptions.
When email and smartphones and all of that stuff became very popular, more business was done by kind of email and remote ways of working. Is it more important now to do face-to-face business again?
I think face-to-face is more important than ever, absolutely right, because through eye contact, through your gestures, through smiling, through nodding, through showing your attentiveness, showing your interest, that's how we sell to each other. People buy from people. And while you might be brilliant at writing wonderfully crafted emails and have a lovely voice on the phone, where business tends to get done is through eye contact, and that's where that trust is built up. So for heaven's sake, don't squander it. If you do get some face-to-face time with a potential customer or business partner, put your phone on silent and focus on them, and you will reap the dividends of that.
And do you think that people could learn a lot more about how to make best use of technology, how to forget about it for a while?
I think so. I think, you know, it's only been about 10 years that mobile phones have been so kind of prevalent in our everyday lives, particularly when the web became accessible over the phone. I think that was the turning point. But let's go back to the old values of, as I said a moment ago, people buy from people. Switch it off. Or have a rule, you only answer your emails within a certain hour of the day. You only attend to phone messages within a certain hour of the day. I know that sounds like it takes a lot of discipline, but honestly, if you're showing that discipline, it's giving out the right messages, and it's well worth investing that time in people. You will always be overwhelmed if you keep putting technology first. It will never be done. An email begets another email, so it's never ever finished. So be brave, take courage, turn all that stuff off and just focus on people. And I bet your business will do better as a result.
Julie, thank you very much for your time. Julie Howes, who's communications professional, and she has particular expertise in presentation skills for businesses. I do love this word, phubbed, phubbed, the process of snubbing somebody by using your phone when you're in a face-to-face conversation with them.